Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We are getting set for a series opening doubleheader between the Biloxi Shockers and the Mississippi Braves. Time for today's pregame interview. I am Javik Blake, and we are joined by Shockers pitcher Brent Witrowski. Brent, thanks much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How fun has this last couple of months been for you? Showed up to Brewers spring training this year, your first pro spring training, having never made a professional appearance. It is now May, and you are hanging out in Double A.
Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, I didn't expect to be here this quick, that's for sure. I knew I always had it in me, but it coming this quick and full swing, it's definitely exciting for me.
How have you wrapped your head around all this craziness? Because, again, you show up to spring training, you make all of four starts in high A, and now you're in double A and being regarded as one of the top pitching prospects in this system.
It's definitely been a challenge, but just sticking to my routine and staying disciplined, doing everything I'm used to doing and still do. Just keeping the track is the main thing for me right now.
What has helped you throughout this rise? Because it has not been a situation yet where you're able to really settle in one place. Because again, you made all four starts in high A, and now you're making your third start here in double A in the coming week.
Yeah, that was definitely a challenge. I was kind of getting used to high A, building connections with all the players and the coaches, but I was welcomed in really well here from the manager, Joe, pitching coaches, Will and Paul, and then everybody else on the team definitely just bring you in and make you feel at home.
Did you have a chance to connect with any of these guys during spring training, or are you all meeting them for the first time?
I've met some of them during spring training, but it was mostly me and my draft class that I was used to, so I still know Brock, I know a good amount, and Mike Bovee, so They've helped me a lot, too.
Well, and how much does that help kind of calm things for you, being with two other guys in your draft class here in Double A?
It's still baseball at the end of the day, so it's, all I'm thinking about is what I have to do that day to help the team and what I have coming in the next few days, not looking too far ahead.
One of the big things for you, and we heard reports about this all through spring training, you really turned things up a notch and turned a lot of heads in spring training this year. What was that offseason work like for you?
It was two different places that I trained at. The baseball side was this place called Baseball Performance Center that I went in and just worked on my throw daily, whether I was throwing that day or not. And then this other place called AppaZoner Training Systems that I lifted at for the first time, and they both definitely helped. I can't credit it to one thing at all. I mean, I was with the Brewers from July until March, going out to Wisconsin, so it's definitely just a little bit of everything and picking something from each person and each side of the game.
How much have you enjoyed the pro baseball side? Because I know I talked to Mike Bovee about this, and he mentioned how great it is to not have to go to class. A year ago, you were having to go to class and play baseball. What's it like being able to just focus on the baseball side of things?
So much better. So much better. Not having to go to class and sitting there and then know you have to go to practice later on that day. You know, you just have to fuel your body for what you have that day in baseball, and it's definitely helped me a lot too, just focusing on the main thing.
How much do you enjoy the grind of a minor league baseball season? In college, you're playing three, maybe four times a week. Here in pro ball, you're at the field starting at noon for a 6 o'clock game, 6 out of the 7 days of the week.
Yeah, I mean, you feel at home at the baseball field, that's for sure. I'm still learning everything that has to do with the season. I was just on my first 2 week road trip, and that was something else for sure. But yeah, it's exciting.
How much have you enjoyed being in the Brewers organization as well?
It's awesome. I mean, from what I've heard, like, everybody that comes over from another organization, they love it here, and I get to ask them what it's like other places too, and I'm just happy I'm a Brewer, that's for sure.
One of the big things for you is in your pitch arsenal, you have two different types of sliders. You have one that's a little more of a bullet slider and another one that is a little more of a sweeper. How'd you develop both those pitches?
Yeah, the one I call a cutter, that's slowly formed into the bullet slider. So it's really, I still know them as two different pitches in my head, and that helps me a lot. But yeah, I was experimenting with something bigger this offseason and came across the sweeper that definitely moves a lot more than I thought it would, and it's been a good pitch for me.
How much does that add to your arsenal, having that other pitch that moves even farther away from the bat?
Yeah, it's helped a lot. You get a lot more chases that you may not think you're gonna get at this level when I was coming in, and still have. Still experimenting every single day with it and getting used to both of them still. It's just, you're not gonna perfect it overnight, so it's just still working at it.
for you, 12 months ago, you were wearing a uniform that said Bryant across your chest in college baseball. Now you're wearing Brewers team-issued gear, and you're wearing a jersey that says Shuckers and Biloxi across your chest. How much have you grown over the past 12 months, just as a player and as a person?
Both sides, tremendously. I believe as a player, I really just tapped into what I'm good at and focused on what I was good at. And as a person, too, I think it's just made me better talking to everybody at the complex every single day, from the front office to coaches to development coaches and the players, too. You get a lot of knowledge from every single person that's a resource at the complex.
And again, no classes. You can just play baseball.
Exactly. Yeah, way better that way.
Brent, thanks much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Braves coming up next.